We continue our learning Lulu Nishmas David Ben Menachos and Chanyakam and Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Sota, Paragimel Mishnah Zayin. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that Kohan Esuos La Kohan in Minchosei Nisrofos, we said anytime you have a woman who's married to a Kohen, whether it's a Mincha Sota or regular Menachos, a Mincha of Chova or a Mincha that's an Adava, that's donated. So Mishnah here is coming to tell us that there's a difference between an Eshes Kohen, which was the topic of the previous Mishnah, and a Bas Kohen. A Bas Kohen, she's born as a Kohen, she's a Kohenes, but she married a Yisrael. And based on that, the Mishnah will continue as well, discussing difference between a Kohen and a Kohenes, the male and the female. Says the Mishnah like this, Bas Yisrael, Shenises LeKohen. Here you have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen. So that was the topic of the previous Mishnah. Minchasa Nisrefes. After the Kometz was sacrificed on the Mizbeach, of course we do take a Kometz, even though when it comes to a Kohen, we don't take a Kometz, we burn the whole thing. When it comes to a woman married to a Kohen, her Mincha, we take a Kometz put on the Mizbeach. But the Shirayim are not eaten by the Kohen, they are burned in the Beis Hadeshen. But the Kohenes, but a Bas Kohen, Shinesis Li Yisrael, Minchasa Ne'echeles. Her Mincha is going to be in the shiraim of the mincha after you makrev the kometz on the mizbeach. The shiraim, the leftover part of that flour offering, is eaten by the kohenim like a minchas Yisrael. And the same thing would be true with the kohenes almana or grusha, or mincha would be eaten as well. The pasuk says v'lchol minchas kohen kolil tiyalose achel. So that teaches us kohen and not a kohenes. The fact that she's a bas kohen does not matter. She is the shiraim will be eaten. That korban mincha will be eaten. And that's true not only when she's married to Yisrael, but even if she's an almana or a grusha. And back to being a bas kohen. Ma bein kohen le kohenes. So what in general is the difference between a kohen and a kohenes, the male and the female? Minchas kohen kohenes ne'echeles. Minchas kohen ener ne'echeles, as we said. Minchas kohenes, so that is eaten. But a minchas kohen is not eaten. Not only is it not eaten, but it's you don't even take the kmitza. And the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach, and we know that already. Kohenes mischaleles, the kohen enu mischalel. What does it mean, mischalel? She becomes a chalala if a kohenes is living with someone, as being with someone who's pasul to her. So then she becomes a chalala, and she's a chalala min hakahuna, and she can't eat truma or marry a kohen. But if a kohen enu mischalel, if let's say a kohen marries a grusha, a chalala, or a zona, he does not become a chalal for kahuna. The child will be. But he himself is not mechalel for kahuna, and therefore he's able, well, the only thing is, when he's still married to her, he's puzzled to the Ador and the Beis HaMikdash, but after he divorces this woman he was not allowed to live with, he's not a chalel. He returns to being a kosher. How do we know this? It says, v'lo yichalel zaro. Zaro, he becomes a chalel. But v'hu eino chalel, but he himself is not a chalel, as opposed to the kohenes, who through this bia asura, so is going to become a chalel. Kohenes mitama lemesim, v'ein kohen mitame lemesim. Kohen says this is a heter that she has. She is allowed to become tamei meis, but a kohen cannot, because the pasuk says emor la kohen b'nei aharon va'amarta aleim lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav b'nei aharon v'lo b'nos aharon. This is one of the three negative commands that do not apply to women. A bas kohen can go to a funeral, come in contact with the dead, and can cut payas and shave facial hair. Kohen ochel bekotche kotchim ve'ein kohenes ocheles bekotche kotchim. A kohen, the male, is allowed to eat kotche kotchim, the higher level karbanos, the chatas, the asham, and the mincha, and which are eaten within the klaim, within the walls of the azara. In all of these cases, it says regarding the mincha and the chatas and the asham, it says kol zachar bivnei aharon yocholena, or kol zachar b'kohanim yocholena. So therefore, it's only zachar b'kohanim, only zichrei kohuna can eat kachei kachim. A kohenes cannot eat kachei kachim. Kachim kalim, like the shlamim of a yachid, those can be eaten even by women. Perek, for women. Perek gimel mishnah ches ma bein ish leisha. So once we spoke about the difference between a Kohen and a Kohenes, so the Mishnah is coming to teach us the regular, a general question. What are differences between men and women regarding certain halachos? Ha'ish porea uporeim, ve'in ha'isha paras uforemes. You have someone who's a mitzora. So a man who's a mitzora, he has to let his hair grow long, and he has to rend his garments. But a woman, a mitzora, does not. Because the pasuk says, ish tsaruahu vahatzora sherbo hanega, yufrumim rosho yeh parua. So we speak about ripping the garments. We speak about yeh parua, roshe yeh parua, letting the hair grow. But it says, ish tsaruahu. So ish, velo isho, we learn from there. However, regarding sitting outside of the machane, or outside of the city, that applies to, and the general rules of Taras apply to a woman as it applies to a man. Ha'ish madiris b'no b'nazir, ve'inoisha madiris es b'no b'nazir. We had this already in Nazir Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, that if a father says about his son who's a katan, that he, that katan is going to be a nazir, the katan becomes a nazir, assuming the son does not protest, nor do the relatives protest. But if a woman says about her son who's a katan that he's going to be a nazir, he's not a nazir. This difference between men and women is just mipia kabbalah. This is our tradition. Another difference: her ish megalech al nizirus aviv, ve'ino isha megaleches al nizirus avia. We had this as well in Nazir Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin. A man can bring the karbanos of his tiglachas when we learn nazir, and we know he's finishing. Is now, well, let's say he finishes 30 days of nizirus. So now, when the days are over, so he has to bring his three special karbanos. He's allowed to bring those karbanos from money, from coins that his father set aside for his, meaning the father's own nizirus, but the father passed away, and these coins were set aside for nizirus. So the son can use those coins. Also, halacha mipia kabbalah, that only applies to a son and not a daughter. A daughter, a woman can certainly become a nizira, but she cannot use the coins of the father after he passes away for her nizirus. And again, these are coins that were set aside already for nizirus, for the father's nizirus. Ha'ish mocheres bito, ve'ino isha mocheres es bito. Regarding selling a girl as an ama when she's a ktana, as an ama ha'ivri, or Jewish maidservant, only a father can do that, the mother cannot. Because the pasuk said in Shmos Chaf Aleph, v'chim kor ish es bito la ama, ish v'lo isha. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito, ve'ino isha mekadesh es bito. A man, the father, has the ability to accept kesef kiddushin for his daughter when she's a ktana or a nara, and she becomes mikudeshes mi da'oraisa, but a murim cannot do that. How do I know that? From the pasuk in Devarim Chav Beis. V'amar avi hanara el hazakenim esbitin asati lo eshazeh. What do I learn from esbitin asati lo eshazeh? That the father of a nara, and certainly ktana, is able to be mekabel ketes kiddushin. I gave my daughter over to this man, but a mother cannot. Ha'ish niskal arom, ve'ein ha'ish niskelas aruma. A man, if the man's chayev skila, so we strip him completely and we give him skila when he's naked. But a woman, we don't do that. She should not be disgraced. The only thing is, why do we remove all the clothing? That's actually an example, believe it or not, of the ahavta l'reacha kamocha. How do we fulfill that? By making sure that the man has no clothing. Why is that so? Is that a fulfillment of l'reacha kamocha? Because baror lo misa yafa, you want to choose the proper death. And he'll die much quicker if he doesn't have any clothing blocking him. Nonetheless, when it comes to women, so there the disgrace is even worse than the pain, and therefore he remains clothed. This is Tosfot in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Hey explained that the reason the woman is not stoned naked is not because of a pasuk, but is because it's just degrading to her. But nonetheless, there are opinions that hold that this is actually derived from a pasuk. It says in Bartanura quotes from Ayikra Chavdal, Idvaragmu Oso, they stone him. So therefore it has to do with Ishniskal Arom. And therefore it applies, it sounds like it should apply to men and not apply to women. Now, at first glance, we say, no, maybe it means that we only give a man skila, we don't give a woman skila. So the Baturah says, v'yefshar lomar oso v'lo osa. You can't say that it means rogmu oso, we only give men skila, we don't give a woman skila. Because the Pasuk says in Zvarim Yud Zayin, v'hotseiso es ha'isha hu, o es ha'isha ha'hi. And that's referring to giving them skila, uskaltam ba'avonim v'mesu. So obviously she's getting skila. So what does rogmu oso teach us? Oso v'lo ksuso. But when it comes to the man, it's the man, his body, and not his clothing along with him. Avalosa, when it comes to the woman, it's biksuso with our clothing. So that's derived, according to the Baraturner and others, it's derived from the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel It's from Sukkim. Nonetheless, others learn that it's based on the fact that it's going to be a bizayon for the woman. Then the Mishnah speaks about, after the skila, we hang the body on a pole. Ha'ish nitle, vein ha'ish nitlis. A man is we hang him on a pole after the skila, but a woman not. That's a general halacha that the body of someone who's executed by stoning, we hang from a pole, based on the Pesukim in Devarim Perek Chof Aleph, but a woman who was stoned, we don't hang, because the Pasuk mentions the Salisa Oso Aleit, and Oso Velo Osa. We hang the body right before Shkia, so we have to remove it before Shkia, because we have to bury the body, Kavor Tikberna Bayomahu, on that very day, so we hang it a little bit, and then we bury. Then the Mishnah says, O Ish Nimkar Begnev Oso, Vein O Ish Nimkaris Begnev Oso. Man is sold for stealing, and a woman not. According to Minhag Torah, person steals and can't pay back. We sell him to slavery, and that way he is able to pay for the loss. But a man can be sold as a slave to compensate for stealing, but a woman not. How do I know that? It says Vinimkar Biganevaso. Biganevaso, his Geneva, his theft, Velo Biganevaso. Now, in fact, there are other differences between men and women, as you have at the end of Maseches Kiddushin, although they're not mentioned in our Mishnah. What are those? Ha'ish Nirtzav Enosh Nirtzas. So we're speaking about a man who wants to stay on as an Eved past the 7 years. So a man, we poke a hole in the ear, we pierce the ear, but a woman, we do not. Ha'ish Mefer Nidre Bito, Veni Isha Mefira Nidre Bita. A man, we know, can annul the Nidorim of his daughter, but a mother cannot annul the Nidorim of the daughter. That's another difference between men and women. Ha'ish Mitzuva Al Pirvi Rivia Velo Ha'isha. A man has the mitzvah Puruvu, that's not a mitzvah for women. Ha'ish Nidon Beven Sor Umor Velo Isha. The halach of Ben Sor Umor, the rebellious son, which is discussed in Parshas Kisaitse, the beginning of that parsha, only applies to males, does not apply to females. But why does the Mishnah leave them out? That's what we call Tana V'Shayer. It's typical that we have Tanoim, that the Tana of the Mishnah will have a list, but will not have an exhaustive list. And in general, we, as long as it's not only one exception that's not there, then we have to question why would the Mishnah leave one example out. But if the Mishnah leaves many examples out, we understand that based on the principle of Tana V'Shayer.